Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friends? Welcome in. This is ITL on Sports Grid with Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. That's us. Possibly know that. Thank you guys for tuning in for 3 hours of stuff and things. There is football. There's so much football. But there's something else. Before I even start teasing all the other things. At this moment, where it was like, I don't even know what day it was. Like Tuesday or Wednesday. And all of a sudden, they're just like, here's college basketball. I was like, what? Like, what? I don't know what's happened. I mean, I am somebody, Boggs, who, yes, it's college basketball's not my forte. There's other sports like hockey and stuff that aren't my forte. But we work in the sports world. You know, we talk fantasy, we talk real stuff, we talk gambling. We literally talk about all the stuff, all the things. We don't do our fantasy basketball podcast anymore, but it's still like, you know, it's in our world. We still care about it. And, or yet, I still have, this is like the third time this has happened, where all of a sudden, I just wake up and everyone's like, hey, college basketball's here. And I'm like, huh? And they're like, yeah, NHL starts today. I'm like, what? Like what? It was shocking to me. I was like, oh, like all. And not only was it like college basketball started, they're like, here's 45 games to start.
Well, that's
off.
How they do college basketball. They do that like 24 hours of college basketball. So they start in like Hawaii or whatever with a game, and then they go with some late games, or maybe they end in Hawaii. I don't know what it is, but
I think they ended in Hawaii. Actually, they ended with Duke and Kentucky, but
they have these. This 24 hours of basketball. So it's like basketball's on all day long. You flip on any secondary ESPN channel and college basketball is happening or a replay is happening until, you know, whatever, April, May.
It just keeps happening to like this. I'll be honest with you, it even happened to basketball. I guess there's something about if you're not completely dialed in, that you're just like, holy crap. Like we always have we know basketball's timeline, but I remember when the NBA was starting up, it was like, all right, here's, you know, some camps and here's the season. I was like, what? NHL was like, it's tonight. And this week it was, here is college basketball for you. And everyone's excited. And I'm like, what? Did I not get the newsletter? Did I not get the memo?
All-star game? Isn't the all-star game tomorrow for hockey already? I mean, it's going by fast.
No, I don't. It probably is. You know what? It probably is.
January.
We're going to talk about the sports that are apparently here, and we'll also be talking tons of football, Week 10 action. So don't go anywhere. It's 3 hours. It's in
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
24/7, as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
In This League is on Patreon. Just go to inthisleague.com. It'll swipe you on over. And you guys can sign up today. We've got multiple tiers. $5 is going to get you stuff from rank sheets to live streams to group me rooms to direct access with us. All the content that is our audio universe. Come be a part of it. A lot of like-minded people. People are having fun with fantasy, which is important. And just upgrading your experience overall. Check it out today. InThisLeague.com. Sportsboys. InThisLeague.com. So, like, do you think... Well, I just answered this in my head. I was like, do you think I would care if college basketball was around if I wasn't gambling? And the answer is no. It's a big fat no.
I don't think you would care about college basketball even while you're gambling. So, you know,
I don't actually.
If college basketball went away, you'd be like, okay.
You know. I would 100% right. I wouldn't even know who Sincere Williams, Sincere.
You're talking about college football?
Yeah, no, I know. I'm transferring it over. Our UTSA running back.
Sincere McCormick.
Sincere McCormick. I wouldn't even know Sincere McCormick was if there wasn't gambling at as well, because there's only so much. I mean, there are some of us, you've always kind of been in this, where you're a little bit dialed into everything, and I just have to kind of go full bore into the things that I truly, truly care about. But, I mean, did you consume, are you going to consume any college basketball? I mean, I usually don't, like every red-blooded American, don't dial in until March Madness.
Yeah.
But gambling has definitely brought me back in, because I dropped night one. I was like, oh, hey, look at this. I dropped a couple bets. I had a magnificent night, and it definitely is, might pull me in because I had it, but I feel like college basketball is going to have one of those, maybe similar to college football, where it's like the first week or two, lines are going to be kind of all over the place while they're figuring stuff out. And then it's going to just be tighten up. The ship is going to tighten up. So I felt like, you know, because that first night I won like three different bets and it was great and it was fantastic. And I was like, man, I really like college basketball. But like, where are you at? Are you in consumption of the college of basketballs?
Not really.
No.
I mean, when the Longhorns are playing and nothing else is on, I'll flip it on for sure. So
how about the Nationals of Hockeys?
The Nationals of Hockeys? Not really. No. I mean, I don't know players at all in either one of these sports. So,
With me at all? Did you feel like, what the hell? How did college basketball get here? There was no ramp.
No,
up. There was no talking.
Like, no, because I used to listen to, you know, when I was working at the restaurant, I'd always have like an earpiece in and listen to sports radio all day long. And, you know, I would be listening to them talk and they'd be like, oh, whatever, 24 hours of basketball is coming. So I knew it was like a round, but I also wasn't paying attention. So I'm flipping around the other day. I'm like, what is this? NC State and who? Oh, it's this basketball. Okay. You know, it was one of those. So I wish I was more into it, but it's just one of those things that, you know, we do so much stuff. It's just hard to have, it's hard to take the time to really dive in all the way. So, cause I'm so diving in on the NFL, baseball, college football, all the stuff. So it's hard to dive in on anything new.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, if it's your thing, it's not a surprise. I guess I just
took me a month to watch Squid Game. So, you know.
Yeah, I suppose that. I mean, busy's busy, but like you can definitely feel how different sports do get treated because there was no ramp up. But also, you know what? I think part of it comes down to who watches ESPN anymore. I don't watch ESPN. I don't watch any of that stuff. I don't know a single person that does anymore. And you know, when you are glued into sports television stations, you're going to get the commercials. You're going to get like the random throw in and stuff. I don't watch literally any sports television, like talking head stuff. I don't watch highlight stuff. I don't watch any of the dumb talking head shows. I feel like that's
something you grow out of.
I grew out of it a while ago, but you are right about that. Cause I used to have ESPN on 24/7.
Yeah. I remember when I lived at home, like, when I was like 18, 19, I remember, my grandmother being like, are you going to watch the show with those idiots yelling at each other again? You know, and it was Around the Horn. So, or PTI, whatever.
Yeah, I was about to say PTI, like, but yeah.
All they do is scream at each other. I'm like, yeah, you know, you're kind of right. So that is correct.
She's like, I'm going to watch Maury. So,
yeah.
Oh, okay. That's different. That's a lot different. But yeah, I mean, it is something you grow out of. It's also the maturation of just like culture and how sports are, consumed. They're consumed in just a completely different way. I think most people would say that, maybe not most, but a decent amount, at least in our peripheral, would say that, you know, their new sports center is like Twitter, you know, or Instagram.
Yeah.
Like they get their news and everything.
And they just watch the clips of the stuff that go viral, right? They're not looking to sit and watch a 30-minute show. They want to see the 2-minute clip, right?
Dude, you're 100% right. That's what I do now. I do that. Like, I don't go to ESPN ever or Fox Sports or MLB Network. I don't know any of that stuff. I go on Twitter and I'm like, oh, okay, I know what the big home run is. I know what the big dunk is. I know what the big play is, because if I don't see it in the first 2 minutes of my timeline, then I know it's not that big of a deal, because I kind of have it curated like that. But that also, I think, is creating, at least, you know, for me, it's creating kind of a shock culture of like, holy crap, college basketball is here. Like, and you just forget, and it totally makes sense. And, you know, it aligns just like college football and football align, you know, NBA and college should align as well. It just completely threw me off guard, because I don't give college basketball a peace of mind really until March Madness. I'm the worst of the worst in that respect. But I mean, maybe it's singularly college basketball and hockey. Yeah. That are just like, I don't know what's happening until they're like, hey, it's opening night. And you're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, basketball only has like 5 preseason games. So it's like, I'm always like, oh yeah, preseason's here. I get more surprised by preseason for basketball. And I go, oh God. Yeah. I guess it is the beginning of October. And then I look for the date, because there's like a last day of preseason games, and then they take like 3 days off, and then they play their, you know, opener and all that stuff. So and obviously, I mean, I went to the Rockets opener this year, so that was just their only win.
Yeah
so I'm about 50 to 60 games short of getting them into the playoffs. So
are you gonna hit another more game tickets soon?
I probably will. Yeah. I was thinking about going tomorrow, but I am heading to Austin to go watch my Longhorns.
I was about to say, a little birdie, as in Bogman birdie,
right?
You said that you are traveling to Austin and you're staying overnight, and you're who is UT playing?
Kansas. So 31-point favorites. I do not think they'll beat that spread, but I do think they'll beat the Jayhawks.
I was about to say, so you're going there, you don't think you should be betting on that game?
No, absolutely no. I don't bet on my own games, you know that. So
yeah, I don't. Why? You're very weird about that.
It's bad luck. So
yeah, but like, don't you? I don't know. You're at a game.
You lose
if you're
twice.
At...
You lose twice, dude.
Yeah.
So like, I paid for the ticket. I got to pay for the gas to get there. We're going to go and get some hardcore barbecue the night before. We're going to tailgate.
So this is what
and
you
then
do.
I bet on the game, and then I lose money too. So it's just,
no, this
it's
is
just
what you
much.
Do that. No, you got to play. You got to play the real side. Play the points. Play the points for Kansas plus 31. So then when UT wins, but they win
by
17.
I'm not
going
to be in the crowd rooting against my team to cover.
No, but you don't
much.
Have to root. But then you have an extra, you know, 50 or 80 or 100 bucks or whatever it is that you bet in your pocket when they win, but they don't win by 31. And guess
I know
what?
My logic
if they
is
win
crazy
by 35, if they win by 35, you're going
to
be like, UT is back, and you'll feel good, and you won't care about UT's the 50 bucks back. That you dropped.
Yeah. Yeah, lose 4 in a row to good teams and then beat Kansas by 35 and UT's back. I would be a typical Longhorns fan at that point. Yeah. So no way I'm going to do that. No, it's not something I'll ever do. Every time I bet on my team ever when I was younger, they always lose. So
you
I'm like,
tailgate,
this
huh?
is losing twice. I mean, I don't think we're going to go to a specific tailgate party. We're just going to walk through the parking lot, but I guarantee there'll be beers and barbecue.
You hanging with listeners and stuff, or
yeah, Friday I am. Tomorrow I am. Yeah, so I'm gonna meet up with Miles and Braun, I guess. So as we're recording this. So
all right, a little tailgate. So hey, if you're in the area and you happen to be listening,
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
To this on Saturday, go find Bogman, ask for his autograph.
And of course, our guy Spore is gone. So, you know,
unfortunately, we got to go to break. When we come back, we are going to talk about the return of Cam Newton to, Carolina.
College football full circle.
If Notre Dame still has one loss, I think there's going to be discussion with them being ahead of Michigan and Michigan State. But who cares? Here's the thing, Joe. Everybody's mad about the Michigan-Michigan State thing, but here's the thing that everybody's got to put in their back of the mind, Joe. Neither of them are making the playoff anyway. Let's just say it. Let's just say it like it is. They're not beating Ohio State. Neither of them are.
Well, they know. You see, the committee does it to set these games up.
It's college football full circle. Weekdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On the home of the Winning Edge. The Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
It is In This League, and In This League can go with you anywhere. Let's say you were taking a drive to Austin. You were going to go see the Longhorns. You were going to meet up with Bogman or something like that. If you had your apps ready, you can take In This League with you. And it doesn't have to just be the radio show. It can be the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. Oh, the baseball podcast coming back. Prospect One. We've got College. You could listen to some CFF with Bogman. Individual Defensive Podcast. In This League has got a ton of pods for you. Just got to sign up and subscribe. Whether it's iTunes or Spotify or iHeartRadio. Subscribe, search ITL or In This League. Get your pods in. Get updated every time we got a brand new episode. In This League, lots of podcasts, friendos. And even some on the old Patreon, trying to get back into all that stuff. Probably more of a new year.
Hope you watched that Dexter episode yet?
No, I don't know what our login is.
Oh, well, you got to hit me up for it and we'll get
okay.
It all.
I, you know what? I was actually going to do it last night, but I didn't want to bug. I didn't want to be like, hey, what's our login?
Well, yeah, Wednesday is my busiest day of the week. So
was why I was. Yeah. It was late. It was already late to the point where it was like, I don't need to be watching this. I really need to be winding down. But I was just like, maybe I got like one show in me. So I put something else on and then I just like almost immediately fell asleep. There's nothing more jarring than falling asleep. Like, I mean, you probably don't do it like this, but like I'll have like a laptop and I'll like watch a show with headphones and you kind of like wake up at some point and your laptop is like on the bed almost falling off.
Well, I'll be playing some stupid game and I'll fall asleep while I'm playing it and drop the phone on my face sometimes. Like that will definitely happen to me. So
yeah,
not often, but like maybe once a month I'll be like, oh, you know, wake myself up doing that. So
the biggest thing I always wonder, like I almost would like to have it recorded, is what's the process that happens between my headphones and sleep? Like the amount of times I will go to bed, I'll put headphones in, whether it's on my phone or laptop or something,
wake up,
to a comedy special, and headphones are gone. Like they're gone. And it's like, how did this happen? What was the process of when they came? And I had times in the past where I'd have the, you know, over the ear headphones. And I'm like, what was the thing that got them out and where did they go? It's like we were talking about this before. There's this magical land where socks rule everything and socks currency is, you know, pin caps and
screws.
And because I lost a screw on my mic arm and we were talking about that. Where do the headphones go? Like what? And then you wake up and you're like, how did they get over there? And you just don't remember it. And cause you have something physically in your ear. I don't know. It's just something I've been thinking about, Bogman. I guess it's been on my mind. Something that's been on the football player minds is Cam Newton. Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers have been a disaster outside of the first couple weeks. Sam Darnold was the ultimate pumpkin, turned into a pumpkin, and then he broke.
similar to the lasting power of a pumpkin if you just celebrated on Halloween. And it's been P.J. Walker, and he's trash, and he's garbage, and the wide receivers, such talented players on this team with Christian McCaffrey coming back, they just can't seem to do anything. Cam Newton, who was cut before the season, decided to just do nothing. I'm actually kind of amazed sometimes these players with the egos and the money that will just be like, nah, I'm good, I'm just going to sit here, when, you know, people are calling. The same thing with Odell Beckham. Like, Odell is a free agent, and they're like, ah, he's going to wait. Maybe this weekend he'll sign, and it's just like, okay, like, what's this about? Is this a break? I mean, we all need a mental break. Is this a break? Is this money? What's the situation? Cam did that, Boggs, and he didn't play the entire year until the Carolina Panthers came a-calling. He has officially re-signed with the Panthers. Everybody had the same lame joke. Here's the picture of Cam Newton in a Panthers uniform. And he re-signed, which, by the way, could be upwards of $10 million for the rest of this year.
Four and a half guaranteed for the last nine games of the season. So that's
he's back.
Nice.
Yeah. Cam Newton is back with the Panthers.
I mean, I think I kind of don't understand why they did this, to be honest with you. Like,
well, PJ Walker was their quarterback.
So what? You're not going to win games this year. You're not going to the playoffs. You're not going to win the Super Bowl. So why are you bringing Cam Newton back to screw? I get this completely says to me, they're done with Sam Darnold already. It's that experiment is over.
100,000%.
He'll be somewhere next year, or he'll be backing up a rookie quarterback, or
he's gonna be a Pittsburgh Steeler next year for sure.
Whatever, that's fine. So better than stupid Mason Rudolph. So I'm all about Sam Darnold. But yeah, I mean that's surprising to me. But I guess after what Matt Rhule said about Sam Darnold, I'm not that surprised. But if you're willing to completely throw your quarterback under the bus so fast into the season that you just traded for, what the hell were you doing trading for that guy anyway, right?
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, what's funny about it is Cam kind of provides a little bit of a blanket over that because he immediately knows the offense, the change. I think there's a contingency of Panthers people that still love him. And,
oh, for sure.
You know, you say that they're done. They're actually surprisingly not. There's still, you know, there's half a season to go. They are 4-5 and they are the bottom of this division, but that leaves them only two wins outside of the Bucs.
I mean, the Saints just lost their quarterback. The Falcons are bad.
Man. They could move up in this division. Here's the other thing that's wild. So that's where they are at. Guess what? Their 4-5 record would put them at second in the NFC North. It would put them in NFC West. It would put them third. It put them above the Seahawks, and it would put them at second in the NFC East. So if you think it from a wild card perspective, there still is a play that they could jump to number two in the NFC South. They're not that far away. Cam Newton immediately knows the offense. It's a desperation play for what you hope, or at least Panthers fans would hope, is just a really bad decision by trading for Sam Darnold. And it looked like week two, we were all saying, oh, guess it wasn't just a Sam Darnold issue. It was the Jets. It's like, nah, it's also a Sam Darnold issue. Like, he's really bad. He's really not good. He doesn't have respect of the team. But you hope it's just a Matt Rhule Panthers issue of taking a stab at this quarterback when it didn't work, and they're going to put a Band-Aid on it. And that Band-Aid is Cam Newton.
4-5 right now. Let's go through the rest of their schedule, and let's get a record for him. How about that?
Okay.
They are playing the Cardinals this weekend.
That's a loss.
4-6. Washington football team at home the following week.
That could be a win.
So 5-6.
Yeah.
At the Dolphins the week after that. 6-5. Six and six. Yeah.
Then they have a bye, I think.
And then a bye. Then the Falcons at
home.
That's
another winnable game. So let's call them 7-6.
At the Bills.
That's probably a loss. Let's just give them a loss. It's 7-7.
At home against the Bucks,
that's a loss.
7-8. Yeah. On the road against the Saints,
could be a win. Let's just for argument's sake, let's give them a win.
8-8. Then at the Bucks, loss.
Yeah, it's probably a loss. But see,
8-9.
But here is their argument to that. Here would be their argument. Look at the other teams in these divisions, and also all they've got to do is win one game that they shouldn't to get over 500. That's how close they are. The Falcons are trash. They can move up. Saints are trending down. Seattle and San Francisco in the West both only have 3 wins. Minnesota, Bears, and Lions.
I mean, you have five guaranteed. You have 5 guaranteed playoff spots right now, in my opinion. It would be the Cardinals, the Rams, the Bucks, the Packers, and the Cowboys. Those are your five. So you have. Remember, there's only one bye anymore because there's 7 teams in the playoffs, and there's those 3 wild card games. So you're playing for 2 spots. So it's 2 spots between, you know, the Panthers are in there, the Saints are in there, the Falcons are in play, the Seahawks are in play, your Niners are in play, Chicago, Minnesota, and the Eagles and Giants are, I guess, would be in play. So it's 2 spots there. So I understand what you're saying. I don't know. Cam Newton comes in and wrecks your whole QB room. So if you had any faith in PJ Walker, gone. Sam Darnold, who you just traded for, you know, you just burned picks on and paid him a little bit of money. He might as well be gone. So that's the surprising thing to me.
I don't disagree. I just think it's one of those things that, like, a lot of, here's something they were dealing with, is you had players that don't respect Sam Darnold. Robbie Anderson doesn't respect Sam Darnold. The team obviously doesn't respect Sam Darnold. The locker room doesn't respect him. Guess who they will? Cam Newton. Cam Newton had that. A lot of those players have played with him. They get that respect. There are 8 teams in the NFC that are more than 2 games away from 500. That are more than 2 games away. 8 of the 16 teams, half of them have 2 or more losses from being 500. And this team says, we still got a bye, and we're 1 game away from being 500, and you bring Cam Newton in. I see the play. I totally see the play of why they do it. It's just odd. It is a guy that has not played this entire year. He looked lost with the Patriots. Looks like he lost something, but here's an argument you can
make.
He's
had some time off. Maybe he just needed time to recover. I mean, he's still a good quarterback. I guess
where he's going from. He's going from a Patriots team that they had a banged up Edelman and nothing else, to getting Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson's trash, but like maybe he'll catch a ball for Cam Newton or something like that. But you're going to go to DJ Moore and Christian McCaffrey, who looks like he's going to go back into this. That's talent around him, which he didn't have before.
And the defense is really good in Carolina, too.
Defense is good, and if they can actually score some points, they could win some games. I think Carolina can right this ship, and ironically, as long as if it was just a talent issue with Cam, I think he can do it. He looked bad, though. He didn't look like he could throw anymore. He looked lost. But maybe going back to a system of players and a place and a comfortability, he'll be good. But that was, week in and week out, man. The NFL is never shy of surprising moments. And Cam, I don't actually know if Cam is going to go this weekend, but Cam is going to be back out there quickly. They're getting McCaffrey back. And this team might actually be winning some games. Speaking of winning games, our picks coming up here, week 10. We're doing spreads. We're doing over-unders. We're doing all the stuff and things. So, friends, don't go anywhere. Week 10 NFL action right here on ITL coming up.
The Sports Grid TV Network is a new streaming video.
Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Sports channel for you, dedicated to serving the massive fantasy sports and wagering audience. Sports Grid TV is live, free on YouTube, with real-time data and expert commentary featuring Pat McAfee, Scott Farrell, Gabe Morenci, pro football doc Dr. David Chow, NFL insider Adam Kaplan, and more. Check out the Sports Grid TV YouTube page and engage our hosts and like-minded fantasy and sports wagering enthusiasts in the chat room. That's Sports Grid TV, free on YouTube.
in this league.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
in this league.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey, it is ITL. It's Bogman and the Welsh on Twitter at Is It the Welsh at Bogman Sports. Thanks for chilling, hanging out with us, relaxing. Acting all cool, shooting some people outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in Bogman's neighborhood. He got in one little fight. His mom got scared. They moved out to Conroe out in Texas and something there. Oh, we should have like a parody video of you.
Do you have that
Will
line?
Smith. Which line?
Hold on. I'm putting it in the private chat.
Oh, okay. We should have like a parody to... That's the line. That is the line. We can't share that on here.
Nope.
You should have a whole parody of Bogman as Will Smith moving to Conroe, Texas. From Arizona too. There's just like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
How are the flags? Are they are the flags still
I haven't been outside
in Texas.
So, it's football season. I am a recluse. So,
football.
You know, that's why I'm going to Austin. As you're listening to this, I'm probably either at the stadium or heading home right now.
Did you drive? Did you drive there or are you flying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's
hours. Mr. Big Bucks over here. I didn't know if you were.
Yeah. It's a 3-hour drive. It would take me longer to board and deboard the plane than it would to actually physically get there.
Take a little private jet.
How much money do you think I'm saving?
I don't know. You're saving a decent amount.
I'm saving a decent amount, but I don't make that much. So
I get a little helicopter. Get a helicopter.
A helicopter. Wouldn't a helicopter like? What is the travel range of a helicopter? I'm just wondering. Like, can they make it 3 hours all the way to a different city?
Yeah, I think so. I was just listening to God. I don't know what the context of what the hell it was, but it was something about going in and out of Canada and, with the coronavirus and stuff. And that like somebody said they couldn't take their car. They were trying to move out of Canada to Florida. They couldn't do it driving. They weren't allowed. So you could get helicoptered out of Canada into the US. They would drop you off and have your car towed. And it was like $2,200 to helicopter, you know, from Canada into the US because you couldn't just go through border on the, on the car.
I know a lot of people are complaining about how much gas is, but I'm going to buy 2 tanks of gas. That's what I'm going to do. And that's been $2,200 to go across the state. Like you said, I've got podcasts to listen to. I've got audio books. So, I'm probably going to make a couple phone calls on my way out. Ah. So,
yeah, Bogman likes to talk. You definitely check in, you catch up.
Yeah. Like when I'm driving, that's how people know that I haven't been driving at all is I haven't
been
checking
up
on them.
Yeah. I don't remember the last call I got. I don't remember the last call I got from you.
I think I called you last week.
I think I've called you. I think I'm doing all the calling now.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't recall the last one that I actually got one, but.
Would you like me to call you right now? Would that make you feel better?
Yeah. Do it right on the show. Pick up the phone. Like, hey.
Yeah.
Like,
we're calling the Welsh.
What are you doing?
Want to listen to his voicemail? Yeah.
No, don't do that. Oh, yours is, by the way, my voicemail, there's no frills. There's nothing to it. If anything, you might get like, it's full, but Bogman's has not updated his and probably.
No, mine is you call me and I go,
can I play
voicemail
it?
Box? No, don't. We've done this before. Don't.
No,
do that.
We haven't. But
yes,
your number
we
doesn't
have.
Play. Your number doesn't play, does it?
I don't want to do that.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'll say what I say it is. I go, you know who it is. That's
so great.
Instead of, you've reached a voice mailbox of Scott Bogman. I go, you know who it is.
You know what was so great? Do you remember when like voicemails were a big thing too? Like there was a time period, anyone that's like 20 or 22 probably doesn't have any knowledge of this, but there was a time where like you had to have a song. You had to like play a song. You had to be creative with voicemails. You know what actually it is? Your Twitter profile descriptor is essentially what voicemails used to be. Like whatever you put is your I'm dumb stuff. Everyone's like, ooh, blah, blah, blah. Like that was equivalent to who you were as a voicemail person and what you did.
My cousin, Lance, he used to have a voicemail where he'd leave an inspirational quote every single day. And I would call him while I knew he was working or in a meeting, just so I could leave him a voicemail making fun of the inspirational quote of the day. So, I like that. It'd be like, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
You're right. Yeah. Was it a service or because?
Nope. It wasn't a service. He would re-record it every day and put a new one up. Oh, that's why. I mean, he quit doing it because I called and left a voicemail every day for like 6 months. I would do it because he would do a new one every single day. I guess he had a book of them or something, or maybe he had a website saved. I don't know. This was in like 2006.
God, so. I would give anything to call and get that every single day.
It was amazing. It was. I loved making fun of it. It was like one of the reasons to wake up in the morning was, all right, what do I got? I got a couple classes to go to. I got to take care of this bill. And then I got to call my cousin's voicemail and make fun of it.
You know what I would do? I would probably like hit speakerphone and like play it with a bunch of people. Like I'd make it an event.
Every day. I would do that for sure. So this is also when I was working with him. So like the people at work would have to call him. So they already knew about his lame inspirational voicemail. So, you know, I hate those. I hate inspirational quotes. Like anytime I get those when I'm going through Instagram, I definitely move on to the next thing. I go, not interested.
You know what I can't do? It's when a certain type of model will have three of the pictures that you're there for, and the fourth one is like an inspirational quote, and it's like, get out of here with that stuff. Like, we're not.
That one I'll just scroll past. I won't say not interested because I am interested in what I'm looking at, but you know, but not the quotes, of course. But I also do that with, and I still can't filter enough of them out. I just can't. The anything that has to do.
So watch this.
Your astrological sign. I love this. Interested.
Okay, so I'm going to do this, and I'm guaranteeing I haven't looked, and I know it's here. This is one of, and only people, by the way, a perk of our Patreon is that you can sometimes come and hang out in the show, and you can see this. So this is someone that I like.
Yeah, I like that person too.
All right.
So I have no idea.
Okay, so that's picture one. There's picture two.
Yep.
There's three. Guess what's going to come at four?
A quote.
I'm guaranteeing it. Oh.
Oh, well, birthday kind of. Girl.
There it is. It's birthday. There it is. Yep. It's a birthday one. Let me see if I can find a different one to really hit it home. Here we go. This one will be guaranteed. So here's
it's the same. Okay.
Okay. So there's two. There's picture three. What's coming for picture four?
A quote.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. What does it say? Put
self-love above all else.
With a bunch of, I think it's ocean. Oh, and here's another one. Read it.
Always remember that you can have the worst days of your life, and a few weeks later, you can have the best days of your life. Keep pushing through.
Bogman, your cousin was the Instagram model of 2006. They're the same people. They're the same people.
I just like living your whole life by one quote is...
Well, they don't. They have new quotes every single day.
No, I understand, but like also putting so much stock into one quote just makes me roll my eyes. Let's see. So.
I mean,
she's very good looking.
She's very good looking. It's three and four, five.
Why don't you go ahead and send that one over to me?
You want to know who that is, actually?
Yeah. By the way, that one was I Am Enough.
Oh, yeah. Here it is.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, this never regret being kind and respectful to the wrong people. Your behavior says everything about you, and their behavior says more than enough about them.
And then after, I'm just going to go back a couple pictures on that quote, and we have.
Yeah, she's really putting all of her feelings on display here.
Yeah, so. There's not a lot of regret. I mean, there might be regret going off after all this. That was actually someone that you've subbed to before in a certain.
Oh, is platform. That right?
So yeah, that's that person. That person.
Okay.
What are we talking about?
Not
voicemails and
I don't know. We were gonna start doing picks here, but we definitely went down the rabbit hole here.
Oh, you know what's interesting though is. Oh, yeah, because we're going to your voicemail. Yeah, because the calling everything is it was like you had to be creative and you would do really embarrassing stuff. Like, I'll be honest with you, like people be like, oh, God, you know, I'm going to delete old stuff. But if you had your old voicemails out, like guys of our age, it would be brutal, embarrassing. But for you, you've left this for like 15 years. This is big years.
I do not care about voicemails. Like, who leaves voicemails anymore?
Well, I do to you. You're the only person I leave voicemails to. I haven't done it in a long time.
You do it just to piss me off, though. Yeah.
But what I do is, this is something that Bogman and I used to do a whole lot. We don't talk as much because we're not driving. But we have this thing. I have this specific thing I've always done with Boggs, and he knows it, is when I'm about to call him, I'll let whatever the world wants to send me as a quote in my head is the thing that I answer the phone with. It's usually something super horrible. But like sometimes there'll be a bit, there'll be a comedy bit, or, you know, sometimes I'll just say something at him, but there'd usually be a bit. So like when I would call Boggs, I'd have this bit ready. Maybe like a Dave Chappelle, Killing Me Softly, something that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so like,
hey,
that.
Baby.
Hey, baby, get off the street. And then he won't pick up. So I would then leave a message with whatever the quote I needed to tell him when he picked up.
How horrible is it getting a voicemail? Is it? It's one of the it's one of just the worst things that someone can do to you now, because you have to like
you think you something's to, wrong, too.
I honestly do. Every time I get a voicemail, I think something is wrong. And I'm go, oh, God, I better check it immediately. And then it's like the phone number from 602 oh. blah. Blah, yeah. blah.
Received and I know November 10th at 3.
At
and you're just like, dude, 11, come on.
30 a.m. You know,
they've got to get rid of that. They got to get rid of that.
I mean, I'm sure there's a way to change it, and I'm just not going to.
No, I know why. I'll tell you this right now. I'll tell you why they haven't made that better. There's one specific reason that every phone company has not made that better. I'll tell you exactly why.
Must they be because that. They don't want you using it. That's the only thing I can think
it.
Of.
They because what they want to leave it like that forever, so it's long and it's aggravating, because they want you to sign up for visual voicemail, because voicemail will instantly put it up as a text, so then you don't have to, like, people don't have to text you. It's the only logical reason to leave that up how it is, because it doesn't make sense anymore. The voicemails don't make sense. I see a call and I go, oh, dang it, I don't want this. This is not going to be good. And
I think your voicemail specifically says, yeah, if you want, you can just go ahead and text me. So,
yeah, I don't like, if I see a call most likely from anybody outside of my, you know, little circle, I'm like, this is probably not good. And then a voicemail, it's really, really not good. So we probably should ban voicemails. But what's interesting, maybe we should do a podcast series on this, Bogman, the evolution of the voicemail, because what then happened was, the last ditch, the last hurrah of voicemails was the callback, the ringback service that was created. They created a ringback service that people had because they wanted to play their music. And instead of someone putting a song up to the voicemail, is when it went to voicemail or like even call somebody, they would have that callback service. Like all those phone services are dead now. Like nobody has a call. You think there's a human being that's under 70 years old that has a callback, a ringback service, so he plays a song? Have you ever called somebody and it's playing a song?
Yeah.
That doesn't exist anymore, right?
No, it doesn't. I remember specifically one of my friends who I call all the time. I'm like, will you change this? Or you know what happened was he quit paying for it. So it would still go to the same service, but since he didn't pay for the song, it went to like classical music, like, ooh, you know, something you'd hear in an elevator. So every time I called him, I'd hear dun 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 dun, like some old classical Beethoven or whatever. So
like you're on hold to be talked to a manager at a credit card company.
Exactly. And I'm like, dude, will you just get rid of the ringback? This is terrible. What are you doing? So,
well,
it's like, yeah, I'm just lazy. I don't want to call it. I'm like, well, when you hang up with me, why don't you call it? I'll never do it.
We are magnificent in all that we do because we turned an entire segment into voicemails and the conversation about the history of voicemails. So that means it's hour two. We're going to be hitting our picks. We got a small one coming up here, so don't go anywhere as we end out hour one, because Bogman, you know who it is.
Sports Professor Rick Haro inside the $1.3 trillion business of sports with your daily numbers game. Well, USA Today, collaborating with the Knight Commission, describes $533 million of dead money paid by schools to coaches just to go away. That doesn't even include the big severance payments, the high visibility USC's and LSU's and TCU's and others.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Casino.
America's Social Casino.
Including those big dollars, they all add up at Ogeron. National champion 2 years ago, $18 million, 18 monthly installments over the next year and a half. The bottom line is these are significant expenditures. Some decry the waste of money. Others say that's the only way you're going to get a top quality coach to come to a school and reform a program. Either way, it's big money. Sports Professor Ricaro, Daily Numbers Game.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
You know who it is. It's ITL. It's Bogman in the Welsh off of maybe my favorite conversation we've had in God knows how long, to be honest with you, talking about the history of voicemails and callbacks and all of that type of stuff, and really also unearthing the most incredible story that your cousin was essentially what Instagram models are now with the inspirational quotes. It's totally amazing.
He's like, always been into that inspirational stuff, man, and I hate it. I don't know. I think my dad liked it too, so I think that's one of those, you know, yeah. I hate it because of that. So
all these inspirational quotes around you and you just not embracing it?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're black and white when most people are in the gray area, and I don't like that stuff. So and also I feel like some people will take a quote and say, you know, this is how I live my life by this one quote. And it's like by one saying, you know, live your entire life by one saying. I don't know about that. That's okay, but you know, it's, you know, what do you do when you can't live by that quote? I guess it's, I don't know. It's fine. You know, everyone has
live
their own
life
thing.
365.
It's just not for me. So
yeah, I get it. I get it. I wonder what OBJ's quote is. Odell Beckham's. I think there's so many quotes I think that he could have. It's so amazing. You know, I wonder, I'm going to follow his right now because if you don't know, Odell Beckham has cleared waivers and my algorithm on Instagram is nice right now. I wonder if
are you on the Discover
quotes.
Page?
Yeah, I was. Oh, okay. No,
want to compare Discover pages here?
I did have. Yeah, we could do that. I had a Discover page pop up, and I was like, oh, okay. OBJ live in life 365. I think is his quote right now. As it's been reported that he's going to take the weekend. He's going to take the weekend to decide where he's going to go. And we saw the Kansas City Chiefs get thrown back in. Any last minute change? I said the Saints. I'm going to stick with the Saints, though. I do think if they lose and he's going to almost wait for the records to come out this weekend, I feel like he will not sign with a team that loses this weekend. So Green Bay, Seattle, Kansas City, New Orleans are all on. You got like 10 seconds.
I think he'll sign with New Orleans regardless of what happens.
All right. We're both going to go New Orleans. We're going to go to break though. Hour two. We've got all the picks week 10. Don't go anywhere, friends, right here in this league.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.